that kills me makes me feel alive. I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. River every turn, hope is our four-letter word. Make that money, watch it burn. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. I don't think the world is sold, I'm just doing what we're told. And I feel something so wrong, we're doing the right thing. I could lie, could lie, could lie. Everything that drowns me makes me wanna fly.
This is Little Fish on Life's a Beach, and thanks for listening to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. On my show today, we'll be listening and discussing the good, the bad, and the ugly of what society has deemed as yet another Hallmark holiday, the beloved Valentine's Day. Now, I know some say it is overrated or that it has been blown way out of proportion from what it originally was meant to celebrate. To me, Valentine's Day is a day to celebrate you and the love that you have in your life. I'm not trying to be sappy or bring on a war with those who see it as more of a single awareness day, but hear me out. This segment will be focusing on the prospect of having yourself as your own Valentine. As a young 20-year-old, it was many a year that I caught myself staring at the plush teddy bears with I love you stitched to their chests as they sat idly by on the store shelf waiting for someone in love to find them a new home. I would look at these bears and pounds of chocolate sitting beside them and think, if I buy 3 boxes for myself now, it can last me until next week when Easter candy will be on the shelves. There was no love interest of mine going to receive these decadent sweets. Nobody but me, myself, and I. The question, however, is, did it ever bother me that on the day to celebrate a significant other, I was spending it dousing my stomach lining with more sugar than Willy Wonka could ever imagine? And the answer is no. Sure, it was a great excuse to break out the sappy love stories in my DVD collection, and yes, I might have bought some ice cream to keep my chocolates company, but hey, when you love yourself, you treat yourself. You can face the obesity warning later. Now is for the Nicholas Sparks movies to be on repeat. Now, if you're just joining us, this is Little Fish on Life's a Beach on Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. Here's why being single on Valentine's Day is key to living a healthy, sane life. First, when you learn to love yourself, nothing else matters. At a young, wise age of 16, my sister has lived by the motto, I'm a strong, independent young woman who needs no man. Well, go for no, she can do that. I can too. So just be you and for you. There's no worry of buying last-minute presents that you fear won't hold up to the expectations of your lover. No need to freak out when the candy expired the year before, or that the teddy bear smells faintly of stored ham and salad dressing, or the flowers were expired. Treat yourself. There is more to life than just one person. Think about the people who love you in your life and celebrate your day with the real people who matter. Call it Galentine's Day. My girl Amy Poehler and the television show Parks and Recreation celebrate with her friends each year as a way to work toward their lasting friendship, and they toast to how they don't need men in their life. And lastly, why is it okay to be single on Valentine's Day? Liam Hemsworth is single too, which means you might be his soulmate, and no fear. After Miley, I'm sure he will welcome you with open arms. Being single on Valentine's Day allows you to investigate what type of person you are on this oh-so-special day. The person with extremely high expectations. They think that Prince Charming is going to come riding down the street on their white horse, throwing roses this way and that, proclaiming their love for you over a box of chocolate and a ring that fits your finger perfectly. Well, dream big, girlfriend. Then there's the person who swears that Hallmark invented the holiday as they look at couples with a face of disgust. There's the person who forgot the day before the night before the big day. These special few gather around the brightly colored, overpriced cards in the mini mart around the corner from home after telling their wife they were in desperate need of milk. Though this person may not be single, they soon may be if the roses are sold out. Then there's the chocoholic. They find their own piece of heaven the following day when the sales hit. The person who finds it unnecessarily coincidental that Valentine's Day makes people not only feel sad when they are single, but that sad can also stand for Single Awareness Day. It's heart-shattering. Then there's the crafty person. Homemade projects are the reason for their existence. And this holiday is a day they shine brighter than any of those pre-printed, store-bought cards that everyone else will have. No matter what type of person you are, embrace it on this one holiday. And remember, you don't have to be that person forever. Personally, I never saw the real attraction of the big day. I am not the biggest fan of chocolate, and I always felt that the heart-shaped lollipops that are always broken upon my arrival are a sign that I am meant to spend the day with my main man, Mr. Darcy, and quote Pride and Prejudice to myself before falling asleep with my cats. Why was Valentine's Day so much better as a kid? It was an excuse for the room mom to show off her skills with a perfectly decorated pink and red party with napkins to boot. It was a chance for secret crushes to blossom as you kept the Powerpuff Girl Valentine that says to be mine for that special someone. But in reality, was it all that good? Leave it to the popular girl to steal your man away from you with a dinosaur Valentine. It gets them every time. And how could you forget that? There was always that one kid who either supposedly forgot their treats at home or did not get one from everyone in the class, and they always made a big deal about it for no reason. It's a little card with a cruddy candy in it. Like, why do you care? But let's face it, these childhood memories filled with holiday parties passing around Valentine's were just a way to prepare us for the future. Honestly, this was my way of thinking for the longest time. I would stare in awe at my parents as year after year they were able to express their love for each other in a new and creative way. For the holiday, if the holiday fell on a work day, they would wait for the weekend and celebrate Valentine's Day and the anniversary of their first date together. How sweet. It was through them that I saw what I needed in order to change. Valentine's Day is not about looking for love for yourself and all your selfishness, but no, it is a day for you to give of yourself and to show other people how much you care. I made this change, and it made not only that day bearable, but everyone in between. Coming up on the next segment, Valentine's Day. When in a relationship, how to survive the night. This is Life's a Beach on Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu.
Look outside, it's already light, and the stars ran away with the night. Things were said, words that we'll try to forget. It's so hard to admit. I know we made mistakes. I see through all the tears.
Welcome back to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. This is Little Fish on Life's a Beach, and today's special is on the beloved Valentine's Day. Now, if you're just joining us, welcome. In this segment, we will be discussing the beautiful disaster that is Valentine's Day when in a relationship. In my own experience, I have only had one Valentine. Though I would love to say that the boy in middle school with the dashing blue eyes, who was my Valentine 2 years running, if my mom had to pay for the candy, I don't think it was official. Sorry, kid, but thanks to the roses your mom bought me, you are too kind. It was my senior year of high school, and I had been dating this guy since October. He had dashing green eyes and a smile that made me melt. Knowing it was my first official V-Day with a significant other, I wanted it to be perfect. You better believe those expectations were flying high that day. Everything was planned out. I would surprise him after track practice with his car decorated with balloons and a heart-shaped brownie with a date outlined in M&Ms waiting for him on his trunk. He'd be so surprised to see me come out from behind the car, beaming as my perfect day was happening before my very eyes. However, like many fairy tales, mine did not go at all like I had planned. The short 10-minute practice that I would have to sit through in the school parking lot turned into an hour and a half of waiting on one of the coldest days of the year in a car without heating. Gotta love minivans. Now, I thought that, you know, my decorating would, you know, hold up and it would be great, but no, the weather had beat me to it. The windstorm was strong enough to push over a cow, and it hurled everything in existence toward his car, hitting it with full force and sending my balloons to an early grave. At least I had my brownies, my award-winning, straight-out-of-the-box brownies that could make any day better. Fell on the ground just as he walked up to his car. And just as I had planned, in complete shock. Though I was in true dismay over my plans going awry. He smiled as he learned of my efforts and told me that it was his best Valentine's Day yet. Poor kid. Now, we spent the remainder of the day making cookies to replace the perished brownies, and he played the song he wrote specially for me, Swoon. But what I learned most about this day was that no matter how much you plan or want things to go right, something is bound to go wrong. And if it doesn't, what's the fun of living in perfection? You just have to take things for what they are worth and remember that the day is meant to celebrate the other, not the fantastic brownies that I once had and now are gone. Valentine's Day is meant to shower your loved one with appreciation and heartfelt reminders that they are special to you. This is radio.dominican.edu, and you're listening to Life's a Beach with Little Fish. This year for Valentine's Day, I am blessed to have an amazing man in my life. Though I have absolutely no idea what will be happening this year, I know that whatever happens, it will be perfect because I get to spend it with him. Yes, he's the cutest. Believing that I am a reasonably creative person, I would like to think that I can concoct a beautiful night of events that will bring shock and awe to our relationship, that my ideas will flow like the great Mississippi, and the night will be legend, just wait for it, dairy. But I cannot lie when I say that planning something of the sort is beyond my measure. I fear that it will be just another Friday night spent on the couch, catching up with the latest ball game, making dinner from Safeway. But believe me when I say, nights like these are my absolute favorite. But this is Valentine's Day. It's a day that deserves some pizzazz. I can literally feel the sparklers coming off the words as they walk across my tongue each time I say it. This is the year that I put all the things aside and focus on what's important, my Valentine. Though we will only be able to spend a few hours together, I know that it will count for years to come. There's a special twinkle in his eye when it comes to me, so I owe it to the guy to show him I appreciate him for not running away in horror when he makes the fatal mistake of catching me without makeup on. So, as I mentioned before, my parents have been my shining light my entire life. After being together for almost 30 years and married for 26, they know how to treat each other with respect and dignity in a way that all people should strive for. Though I know they drive each other crazy sometimes, it is in that madness that they find their love for each other again. They inspire me to be better and to try harder. They show me to love without reservation and that no one is beyond our care. They show me that what I want in a relationship and how to be the best person I could be for someone else. I think having a role model couple is what helps me through the toughest parts at times. I'm not talking about celebrity couples that find love one day and a divorce lawyer the next, but a true role model that is someone that can make you happy. Look to your parents, your grandparents, your friends, colleagues, whoever. How do they do it? If you really want to know, see them in their own element. Ask them out to dinner. Have a fun double date. You will learn more than you ever dreamed of by talking to these people and their experiences. Valentine's Day is one full of expectations. Some expect it to be perfect, while others expect it to be the worst day ever. But remember what is important, that you spend the day with someone who is who tried their best and loves you for no matter what. This is Little Fish on radio.dominican.edu. And I just want to take a moment to think about all the people that we are lucky enough to say that we love. And Valentine's Day is a day that we can spend with them and just let them know, especially people who may need it the most. I have a grandmother who lives by herself, and she's having some medical issues right now. But I took one moment to be able to call her and tell her happy birthday. And we're lucky enough to share the same birthday. And just the amount of joy that was in her voice was worth the call alone. Even though it was a short 2-minute call on my lunch break during work on a hectic day, just those moments to be able to spend with her, even though she's miles away, was worth every penny that I could have ever spent to see her. And that's what Valentine's Day, I think, is about. It's about showing people that no matter how crazy and hectic and intense things may get at times, you're still there. You're still there for them in a way that no one else could be. And it's just you and them, but it's in a way that makes everything make sense in the end. And so we're going to take a short little break, and then we'll be back with some more great ideas for Valentine's Day. Please enjoy.
Booking myself a one-way flight. I gotta see the color in your eyes. You're telling myself I'm gonna be alright. Without you, baby, is a waste of time. You're our first date, girl. The seasons changed. God washed away in a summer rain. You can't undo a fall like this. Cause love don't know what distance is. Yeah, I know it's crazy. But I don't want good and I don't want good enough. I want can't sleep, can't breathe without your love. Front porch and one more kiss. It doesn't make sense to anybody else who cares. If you're all I think about, I've searched the world and I know now it ain't right. If you ain't lost your mind, yeah, I don't want easy, I want crazy. Are you with me, baby? Let's be crazy. Scared, don't wanna know why. I wanna feel good, don't have to be right. The world makes all kinds of rules for love. I see you gotta let it do what it does. I don't want just another hug and a kiss goodnight. Catching up calls on a date sometimes. A love that we're rebels and we still believe. We're the kind of crazy people wish that they could be. It doesn't make sense to anybody else. Who cares if you're all I think about? I've searched the world and I know now it ain't right. If you ain't lost your mind, yeah, I don't want easy, I want crazy. Are you with me, baby? Let's be crazy. No, I don't.
such thing as wild enough. Maybe we just think too much. Who needs to play it safe in love? Let's be crazy.
Your door tonight if you need help, if you need help. I'll shut down the city lights, I'll lie, cheat, I'll beg and bribe to make you well, to make you well. When enemies are at your door, I'll carry you away from war. If you need help, if you need help. Your hope dangling by a string, I'll share in your suffering to make you well, to make you well. Give me reasons to believe that you would do the same for me, and I would do it for you.
For you.
Baby, I'm not moving on. I'll love you long after you're gone.
For you.
For you.
You will never sleep alone. I'll love you long after you're gone.
And long after you're gone, gone, gone. When you fall like a statue, I'm gonna be there to catch you. Put you on your feet, you on your feet. And if your well is empty, not a thing will prevent me. Tell me what you need, what do you need? I surrender honestly. You've always done the same for me. So I will do it for you. You're gone, gone, gone. You're my backbone, you're my cornerstone. You're my crutch when my legs stop moving. You're my head start, you're my rugged heart. You're the pulse that I've always needed. Like a drum, baby, don't stop beating. Like a drum, baby, don't stop beating. Like a drum, baby, don't stop beating. Like a drum, my heart never stops beating for you. Like a drum, my heart never stops beating for you. And long after you're gone, 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 I'll love you long after you're gone, gone, gone.
This is Little Fish on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back to Life's a Beach. Today is a special segment on Valentine's Day and all the wonder that comes with it. As a little fish in a big pond, I know how it feels to sometimes think that your efforts are not important or make any impact at all. But trust me when I say that a little goes a long way. Even the smallest actions can create the biggest change. For example, the big night doesn't have to be all that big. Creating memories does not have to have a price tag. building a fort in the living room while sipping on sparkling cider as classic love songs fill the air sounds like a pretty fun night to me. It has been a stereotype that every girl wants millions spent on her during this holiday, that no matter how much you plan or buy for her, she will be disappointed. Though I can say this applies to a particular few, the rest do not care how much money you put into the event. Instead, they strive to see how much thought and effort went into planning it. They want to feel special, like the only girl in your life that truly matters. And if you ever feel that way or felt that your efforts have been gone unnoticed, make it your goal to change that on this big day. Go over and beyond the call of duty and know that it does not mean spending the night playing video games, unless you girls into that, then right on. Girls look for the extra spark in the night. They want to see how creative and thoughtful you can be. And that does not mean that to make it apparent that your mom did all the work and slapped your name on it. Make it a day that is from your heart, and you are guaranteed to make her the happiest woman alive. Now, if you're planning on dropping some dough on your girl, here are a few suggestions when it comes to gift giving on Valentine's Day. Number one, something shiny. Girls love to show off the jewelry that their main man took the effort to pick out especially for them. It doesn't have to be Tiffany's, just Forever 21 or H&M specials are perfectly fine. She just wants to show off, and she wants to be able to wear something that reminds her of you and look pretty. So it's win-win for everybody. Or something fluffy. It goes unsaid that teddy bears are the go-to stuffed animal, but be creative. Get her something that you know she'll love, like her favorite animal, and make it something fun and silly at the same time. Dress up as a ninja with a sign that says, "You never saw the love you had for her coming, but it came as swiftly as a ninja," or something silly like that. But you get the idea. Do something that's homemade. Now, I know men do not usually like to bring out their crafty side, but something from the heart goes a long way. Find one of your inner talents and roll with it. You would be surprised what comes from a little hard work. Write a poem and put it in a frame with your favorite picture of you both, or, you know, bedazzle something. It's always super fun to use a glue gun. And lastly, do something that's personal. Most couples have silly inside jokes that only they understand. Take one and bring it to life. It will surely put a smile on her face every time she sees it. And just as a reminder, you're listening to Life's a Beach with Little Fish on radio.dominican.edu. Now, being in a relationship on Valentine's Day is not always as easy as it seems. From picking the right location for the night's activities to finding the perfect attire and shoes to match, the night is full of hard decisions. When it comes to finding a place to spend the day, here are some ideas as to where to go and where to avoid. Number one, the park. Yes, it is a romantic destination and great to be outdoors, but before settling in, make sure you stay clear of the playground where children are around. The last thing you want to do is bring up a conversation about children on a day that is meant just for you two. It will bring up anxiety and sometimes unwanted questions that can steer the day into an awkward night of dancing on eggshells rather than enjoying yourselves in the moonlight. But going to the park with a beautiful view with a picnic is always a great start, you know, and go play on the swings and bring out your inner child, but just make sure that the day stays between you two. The mall. Just don't go. It's corny and it's a trap. Shopping on a day meant for each other only leads to one outcome. Her inside the store looking at all the things that you could have bought her as you stand guiltily outside of what seems like hours. Leave shopping for another time, like the next day when everything goes on sale. Just wait until then. She will appreciate it, and so will you. The movies. Unless you are perfectly happy sitting through a love story on the big screen surrounded by other couples, or the few lonely people that snuck in by themselves, watch it in the comfort of your own home. Netflix and Redbox have been my Valentines for years, and they never seem to disappoint at all. And after a long day out, settle down by popping in her favorite video and relax without having to worry if you are broke from the $11 movie ticket and the $40 box of candy. Find her favorite childhood movie and surprise her with your choice as the opening number comes on screen. And number four, the number one fancy restaurant in town. I know it seems like a great idea when in first planning the night. She'll be so impressed. You got the reservations, and wow, these folded napkins actually get washed, not thrown on the ground. Yeah, it's so great. Yeah, she'll be impressed. But make sure that you check out the space in advance. If it's too loud to speak to each other, you're spending a pretty penny to eat salad alone while your significant other mimes to you across the table that the steak is great. Sure, but how would that mean anything if you can't actually speak to one another? So it isn't worth it. Take her to a hole in the wall, mom and pop shop, that you know that you will not only have something tasty, but you will be able to have a night of enjoying each other's company. And lastly, most importantly, when it comes to playing the day, have fun. Go on an adventure that you both can share. Never been snowboarding? Then take a trip to Tahoe for the week. Even ever wondered what it's like to be to see little fish? Go to the aquarium. Walk the Golden Gate Bridge. Go on a hike and find the ocean. Pretend to be a tourist and use an accent all day with a secret identity only you two know. Volunteer and give out Valentine's to those who won't receive one. Just do something that both of you will always remember in a way that is unique to your own personalities. Living in Marin, there's more than enough to be able to do. I personally don't have a car, and neither does my significant other, which leaves us what we thought was a pretty limited idea of what we could do. But being able to look at the surrounding area, we know that we can go on really great hikes, and there's so many really amazing places to go. And the best part about living on a college campus is you have so many great friends that, you know, love to go on adventures as well. So hopefully we can spend the day with some of our other friends that are either in a couples, or we could just enjoy time together and go to the city and go and explore and see things that never have been seen before, especially by me. But for those of you who are listening from very far away, thank you for listening. First off, this is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu with Little Fish on Life's a Beach. And I just want to tell you that living in Marin has very special qualities, but you can find things to do for Valentine's Day wherever you are. And that's what really matters, is that no matter where you are, you can find things that are special between you and your other. And you can make it unique in any special way that you'd like. And we're going to take a short break. And this is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Drops on my shirt. I told you I'd let them go, and that I'd fight my corner. Maybe tonight I'll call you after my blood turns into alcohol.
just wanna hold ya.
Give a little time to me, I'll burn this out. We'll play hide and seek to turn this around. All I want is the taste that your lips allow. My, 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 oh, give me love. My, 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 oh, give me love. My, 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 give me love. Give me love like never before. Lately I've been craving more. And it's been a while, but I still feel the same. Maybe I should let you go. You know I'll fight my corner, and that tonight I'll after my blood is drowning in alcohol. No, I just wanna hold ya. Give a little time to me, I'll burn this out. We'll play hide and seek to turn this around. All I want is the taste that your lips allow. My, 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 give a little time to me, burn this out. We'll play hide and seek to turn this around. All I want is the taste that your lips allow. My, 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 oh, give me love. My, 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 oh, give me love. My, 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 oh, give me love.
Collide. quiet, you know. You make a first impression. Well, I've found I'm scared to know I'm always on your mind. Well, even the best fall down sometimes, and even the stars refuse to shine. And out of the back you fall in time. I somehow find you and I collide. But don't stop here. And I lost my place, and I'm close behind. I'm close behind. Well, even the best fall down sometimes, and even the wrong words seem to rhyme. And out of the dull that fills your mind, you finally find that you and I collide. You finally find that you and I collide. You finally find you and I.
Welcome back to Penguin Radio. This is Little Fish on Life's a Beach on radio.dominican.edu. And today's special is on the beautiful and sometimes disastrous Valentine's Day. Now, today, this last segment is about how Valentine's Day is not necessarily about you or even just one other person, but how it can revolve around just around everyone that you have strong love for. So being able to do fun research on this project led me to look at one of my favorite websites, BuzzFeed, because they always have very funny, creative things. And coming across one of the more entertaining pieces that I've seen lately is an article about 27 reasons why your cat makes the best Valentine. And having two cats myself, I can definitely relate. They can be quite loving and moving and romantic. But so if you have a chance, you should look that up. They have really great memes and pictures to go along with the reasons why cats are able to cheer you up and give you attention. And they're great for dinner dates because they always want to have most of your food. They are very attentive to listening to you, and they don't care if you're late or what you look like. They just care that you are there for them, as well as any animal, I believe. I think that having a dog as your Valentine is perfectly okay. No judgments here. Everyone loves their special pet. But what I want to focus more on is the people that you have in your life and how special they can be as your Valentine. I am lucky to have two sisters. I am the middle child, and my sisters are my best friends. We get along better than I can ever possibly even think about imagining. Having three teenagers in the house, I thought my parents were going to go crazy. and especially three teenage girls, where we borrow each other's clothes and we do makeup and hair. You would think it would be chaotic and sometimes absolutely horrible, but 99% of the time we got along, and it was a great experience to be able to live at home with them. But when it came to Valentine's Day, it was always a little bittersweet that for most of our lives, nobody had a Valentine. And so we would take that day and just celebrate with each other. We would go out shopping or go eat some fatty food because, you know, we're girls, eat your feelings. But just being able to spend the day with them and understanding how lucky I am to have such love in my life, especially with siblings. It was an unreplaceable memory that I will always have. And that now that I'm 7 hours away in college and they are in Southern California, without me, this Valentine's Day will not be the same without them here and us being able to watch all of our sappy movies and quote them back to each other with full force and love behind each word, of course, and nibbling on whatever candy we could find in the pantry that my dad had not already found himself. But that's what I wanted to focus on for this segment, is that the love that we have is sometimes more significant than we ever could think possible. And we are blessed to be able to have such people in our lives, and especially parents. My parents as well have been great Valentines over the years. My dad, having three girls and a wife in the house, he was always there to give us Valentine's Day cards and show us some extra love when he knew that we were secretly upset that the boy that we liked didn't express his feelings for us on the big day. But he knew that we were worth the wait, and that one day we'd find somebody who really would make us feel special. And friends as well are great Valentines. I have beautiful, amazing girlfriends that without them, I don't think I would have the confidence to do the things that I do. They lift me up when I'm down, and they listen to me talk about crazy ideas that I have for my life, and they sometimes try and talk me out of it, but usually I talk them into it, how I want to do so many crazy things, but I don't know how to start. And they always show me the path that I'm supposed to be on and guide me in the right direction. And I'm lucky to be able to have those people with me. And I like to think that all of my special loved ones are my Valentines. No matter how far away they may be, they're always special to me. And I think that it's very important to be able to let them know this on Valentine's Day. So take that extra moment to, you know, text and email is great, but a phone call or being able to see them in person, Skype. Skype is a great thing. I love that person, whoever made that up. FaceTime, do it all. They deserve to know that you are there for them and that you love them, because what other day is there dedicated to such love and such dedication to the feelings that we have for others? So take that moment to be able to express yourself to them, because you never know what may happen around the corner. I wanted to have a special shout out to my parents who are hopefully listening from home, as well as my sisters who I know are definitely there for me, and all of my friends who I know are either in class or having a grand day, that they know that I'm here for them no matter what, and that this year for Valentine's Day, I will take my extra effort to let them know that no matter how far I may be, or where I may be in life, if we're friends or if we're close or if we're getting a little distant because of all the hectic things in life, that no matter what, I'm here and I will always be here. So I just want to take these last few moments to to review all of the great things about Valentine's Day that I have talked about in my segments. So first, that being single on Valentine's Day is perfectly okay. And being your own Valentine is a way to learn about yourself and what kind of Valentine that you want to be and the type of person that you want to be. And that, you know, buying yourself chocolate and having a day to yourself is great and you deserve it. There's no shame. Just love it. It's great. Second, that being in a relationship on Valentine's Day is not always as crazy and amazing as it seems, because there's so many hectic things that come along with it, such as finding the right place, finding the right gift, making sure that your shoes match, all of those crazy hectic things. But knowing that you have someone there for you and going to celebrate the day is worth every moment of stress. So that is another reason why being in a relationship is great, but it's not everything. And lastly, that having just one Valentine is great, but being able to express your love to all of those who are in your life is well worth every single moment of Valentine's Day. Each moment of those 24 hours is between you and the people that you love. So I'm going to show you guys one last song, and we will end the first show of Life's Beach with DJ Little Fish. And here we go.
I feel a filth in my bones. Wash off my hands till it's gone. The walls, they're closing in with velvet curtains. Some love was made for the lights. Some kiss your cheek. Slow it down, and you can come back to bed.
welcome back to Penguin Radio with Little Fish. And this is Life's a Beach on radio.dominican.edu. I just want to finish up my segment of my show and tell you all thank you for listening. And I hope that you have a very great day and a great Valentine's Day. Remember to love each other and to show each other love. Have a great day. Thank you.